Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
The zip code in question is 46705.
Okay, 46705, and thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment, please. May I also have your first and last name, please?
The member's name is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, last name Noll, N-O-L-L.
Okay, you said member, you're calling on behalf of the customer?
Yes, she called in earlier, and you guys requested to talk to the financial institution in regards to the refund process.
Okay, and your name, please?
My name's Jamie. I work at the Three Rivers Federal Credit Union Fraud Department.
Okay. All right, just one moment, please. Okay, just one moment, please. I do have some information that is coming up.
Okay.
All right, and for security purposes, if you would please verify her address.
The address she has on file with us is 408 West Lincoln Street in Ashley, Indiana, 46705.
Okay, and thank you for that information. I've gotten an account located that is showing first and last name of Andrea Noll, and it does show that address that you verified as the shipping and billing address.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, it shows a canceled account for the, let's see how many products is it. Just one moment, please. All right, it shows a canceled account for the Vital Care Keto Gummies and Vital Care Cleanse Master. Both of them show that they were originally shipped May 15th. But they are now canceled accounts, and how is it that I can assist?
The member has reached out to us stating that she called in around today at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
She was requesting that this be canceled and then a refund to her.
Mm-hmm.
She had stated that she had told you guys that she had filed a dispute with us. The rep that she talked to with you guys said that you needed us to call and state that we're not giving her a refund because you guys are going to. So I'm just calling to let you guys know that we're not processing a dispute against this charge and we're not refunding her, that you can go ahead and process the refund.
Okay. Let me... And I'm sorry, I just have to get information pulled up here. Let's see. Is it the same day? I have quite a bit of info, so it'll be just a moment. System. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to find where. Okay, that's 5. I think I opened the wrong screen. All right, so let me get to the most recent notes here. I'm sorry about the delay.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay, that is, all right, there's long notation here. Okay, actually, she talked to a couple of people. Okay, so what it shows is I can assist here. There are actually two separate products, the gummies, and then it shows I can exit out of that. Didn't feel. Cleanse Master. Okay, so for, let's see, which one was she billed for?
It looks like what she provided to us was a charge for $99.97 and then $109.94.
Okay, so the $99.97 is for the Cleanse Master. Right, so for the Cleanse Master, so there is, you are dropping the dispute for the $99.97?
Yeah, for the $99.97 and the $109.94.
Okay, I can refund the $99.97, but I wouldn't be able to touch the $109.94 for the gummies because of the initial orders. There was a verification process when the initial shipping and handling was paid.
Okay.
And with company policy, I'd only be able to refund the 109. Let me make sure. We're getting it crisscrossed here. Okay. The 99.97 is for the Cleanse Master. That one I can fully refund there. But
okay.
I wouldn't be able to touch the 109.94 for the keto gummies. So,
okay. Is that something like, is there like any reason why so I can let her know?
Well, it's company policy because it shows an initial verification process where there was a confirmation of the order maybe or the verification of the charge with the financial institution or the card issuer with the company policy. I just can't touch that one, but I can, the other one for whatever reason doesn't show it when the initial shipping and handling was done, which is why I was trying to go back through it. The keto gummies showed the $6.97 that she paid, and the Cleanse Master shows that she paid the $5.97, but the $5.97 does not show the same information there in the system notes. So I can refund that $99.97 for the Cleanse Master, and I'll go ahead and. Are you still willing to drop the dispute for the $99.97?
Yeah, it's one dispute for that. Like, it's one dispute for both charges.
For both of them? Oh, I see. Yeah, I've only would be able to refund the $99.97.
Okay, I will let her know that you're doing the full refund on that, but I will have her call in about the $109.94.
Okay, and let me put in a question to my supervisor, but it's not a separate dispute for each one.
No, it's one dispute that she's doing for both transactions.
Okay, let me put in a question to my supervisor, if you can please hold the line. Just to confirm, do you mind holding?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, I'm just checking back in. I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll be back with you shortly. Just wanted to try to verify some information. Yes, ma'am. Okay, once again, ma'am, I'm checking back in. I'm still here. I do apologize for the wait. I'll be back with you shortly.
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. Okay, once again, thank you for holding. I am trying to get all of this in so they can take a look at it themselves and let me know what's proper here. Okay, one moment, please.
You're good.
Okay, I do apologize. I'm just waiting for them to respond. I have put a request in here.
You're good.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. One moment, please. Okay, ma'am, it'll be just a moment. We're kind of conversing back and forth. I'll be back with you shortly.
No, no worries.
Okay, thank you for holding. Okay, ma'am, my supervisor is trying to take a look at the account, so if you can please be a little more patient and
Yeah,
wait for just a
absolutely. No
moment.
worries.
Yeah, thank you. You're not complaining at all. I'm just sorry that you have to wait.
No, it's okay.
Okay, thank you for holding. Okay, ma'am, they're still taking a look here. I'm sorry, they're.
Yeah, you're
You've never
fine. No worries.
experienced. Okay, thank you for holding. Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for being patient and holding. They are still taking a look at that account to let me know what I need to do.
All right, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you once again for holding. Okay, thank you so much and thank you for holding. It's better to find out than to make an error there. All right, so they took a look at that, so they said that I don't have to worry about that particular situation there that I had the concern about. So
Okay.
you are dropping, willing to drop the dispute for both of the charges.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just get those refunded. So the $99.97 that was billed May 25th. Let's see. So the refund for that one. So I have to refund them individually.
No worries.
All right. So that full $99.97 has been refunded, it's telling me, and the transaction. Okay, transaction ID is 726. Let me make this a little bit larger. All right, I'll start again at 726-549-2562. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's why you need to make it larger. It's once again at 726-549-2552. So
Two
there's no
five
six.
five two.
Yep, no six. And let me get to the other one. All right, so for the $109.94 that was billed on May 23rd. That has been refunded. And that transaction ID, and I'll make it large enough. All right, for the full refund of $109.94, that transaction ID is 725-947-1835.
All right, thank you so much for your assistance with all of this.
You're welcome. I'm sorry that you had to hold so long, but if she would allow 3 to 5 business days, they will post back as 2 individual credits, and this account was already canceled, so there's no further billing.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.